You might recall from the edX overview lesson that the utility tree has a base, site, user configuration level hierarchy along with a cave edX common organization. If you look in the utility tree, you can see that edX static and common static have base files, but cave config and cave static do not. That's because the default cave configuration files that would be analogous to edX's base files are located in the cave installation itself, most notably in the ETSA and plugin directories. These files are immutable, like national data was in AWPS 1, and especially those files that are located in the plugin.jar files. The general strategy to create overrides or brand new configurations is to copy the default configurations from either cave's ETSA or plugin directories into the corresponding locations in a localization store. Most of the time, the destination will be corresponding subdirectories in cave static slant user or cave static slant site. For example, say you wanted to customize part of the volume menu in the D2D perspective. As we'll see in a few minutes, that menu is described by XML files contained in a menus slant volumes directory in a volume browser plugin. That menu also references additional XML files in ETSA slant bundles slant volume. So, the override versions of these files would be located in menus slant volume and bundle slant volume directories under cave static user or cave static site in the localization store. One example of this process is that a site version of part of the volume menu is copied from the localization area of the volume browser plugin in slant AWPS 2 slant cave to a site area under cave static of the localization store in slant AWPS 2 edX data utility. For another example, a user version of a bundle is copied from the base or default file in cave's ETSA bundles volume directory to a similar structure in the user area of cave static in the localization store. Several detailed examples of this process are presented in the cave and edX configuration exercises module. You can probably see that the process to replicate copies of the cave configuration structure in the edX localization store is complicated and somewhat cumbersome. So, the localization perspective comes to the rescue to help you with copying and editing localizable configuration files. The localization perspective is a tool to help manage and edit cave config files, and it works with most types of localizable config files for cave. In rare occasions, though, you may have to manually transfer and edit files. Often during development, if your intention is to make a site-level override, you may want to make user-level files first, and then promote them to the site level once you're confident you have everything working correctly. Much more information on the localization perspective is given in its own lesson, and examples of using it are in the cave edX configuration exercises.